This is a phase one commutation hearing for Tyler Arnold, ABC number 212832. Mr. Arnold is 31 years old, and he is serving a 6.5-year sentence for leaving the scene of a serious injury traffic accident. He is asking for a 1-year reduction in the sentence. His current ERC is February 5th, 2019, and he would start his next consecutive sentence at that time, or if we grant, or if he's granted a 1-year reduction, he would immediately go into his next consecutive sentence, which is actually 2 concurrent 4-month sentences for aggravated DUI. Mr. Arnold accepted a plea agreement for the 6.5-year sentence, which is the presumptive for the offense. According to his application, he now feels he would be a better asset to the community if he is released early. He also states in his application that based on his prior record and past behavior, he doesn't deserve a commutation, but he thinks that he has progressed in his life enough to where he'd be better, better served not having to complete the entire sentence. The collision involved in this offense was actually not Mr. Arnold's fault. There was another driver pulled out in front of him from a side street in the residential area after the collision, which was serious damage to the vehicles. Mr. Arnold fled the scene because he was afraid of warrants and his past record. The driver of the other car suffered a stroke due to the injuries received, which more specifically was he had blood pooled in his heart and caused him to have a stroke. And for quite some time afterwards, he couldn't use his right arm and had other physical problems. And when Mr. Arnold fled the scene, he didn't stop to, you know, render aid or do anything as far as checking on the other driver. Also, his driver's license was suspended at the time of this wreck. This one is a bit unusual. He also had committed an aggravated DUI on June 23rd, 2012, and another one on October 10th, 2012, with this accident occurring between those two. So in that short period of time, he committed and eventually was convicted of 3 felony charges, all stemming from motor vehicle accidents. He was on probation at the time for a DUI that occurred on May 3rd, 2009. And also in his record, he was convicted of endangerment on December 10th, 2005. All 5 of those felonies were vehicular crimes or accidents being involved. According to the sentencing laws, the presumptive for leaving the scene of an serious injury accident is 6.5 years, which is the amount of time that Mr. Arnold was given. The minimum is 4.5 years and a max of 13 years, or if it is aggravated, it can be as much as 16.5 years, with the idea that he was already on probation for an aggravated DUI. He got a suspended driver's license, which was suspended due to a DUI that occurred shortly before this accident occurred. And after this accident occurred, and then he committed another aggravated DUI. But based on all that information, I don't feel that the 6.5 years is at all excessive for the offense and the related record that goes along with it. But I'm willing to listen to my fellow board members if they have anything else to add to that.
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, I would point out the fact that the Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposes his request, and the letter that they submitted to the board is dated March 27, 2018. And I would also point out, just for the record, that I believe that his mother is present, although she's not able to speak under the policies of this board, but I did want that to go on record as well, just for information.
Thank you, sir. Any other discussion? Well, based on this, I am going to move to deny Mr. Arnold, deny passing him over to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. And that will end this hearing.